Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gauck and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 27th Psalm we hear, I believe I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Creator God, we thank you for the goodness that we see in those who have given us to love. Thank you for their open, forgiving hearts and minds that seek understanding. And thank you for showing me and all of us how much they are like you. In your holy name, we give you thanks and praise. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 4th. Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 9th. Okay. Senator from the 24th is here. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, fifth day, Wednesday, January 13th.
Senator from the 6th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary say no. The ayes have it. Order of business. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, reporters from Missouri Net, Elisa Nelson, have been given granted permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator from Cole. Introduction of special guests. Senator from Jackson.
Introduction of special guests, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you. To my left and your right, visiting us today is a honored guest. Former Representative Judy Baker is here with us today. She was a state representative for 4 years. We served together in the House. She was a candidate for a congressional seat, and now she is embarking on a new venture. And I would just ask the body, make her feel very welcome while she visits us today.
Further introductions. Seeing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 16th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution I'd like to send forward.
Please send it forward. Do you care to explain the resolution?
This resolution has to do with designating the month of May as Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month, and I'd ask it be printed in the journal and referred to committee.
Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 56, offered by Senator Brown, an act relating to May as Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month in Missouri.
The Order of Business is Concurrent Resolutions. Introduction of Bills. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send them forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 919, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to intoxicating liquor.
Senator, would you care to explain the bill?
Two words, Mr. President, coolers and growlers.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill Number 920, introduced by Senator Schmidt and Senator Krause, an act relating to adjustments for dependency exemptions.
Senator, care to explain the bill?
It's necessary. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th.
I have two bills.
Please send them forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator.
Read the bill.
Please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 921, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to the reporting of incidents by law enforcement agencies.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 922, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to structured family caregiving for Missouri Health Net Home and Community-Based Care.
Thank you, Secretary. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
I have one bill to introduce.
Please send it forward.
There's no need for explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 923, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to connected vehicle technology.
Thank you. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Today I'm introducing the Missouri Restoration of Voting Rights Act. Under current law, citizens who have been convicted of felonies and are on probation or parole may not vote in Missouri. This bill would allow all such citizens to vote, except those convicted on counts of voter fraud. Probation and parole are meant to prevent citizens convicted of crimes from doing bad things, not good things like voting. The Missouri Restoration of Voting Rights Act would give back the vote to thousands of citizens who are currently denied a say in how they and their families are governed. Of the more than 60,000 Missourians currently on probation or parole, about 26.1% are African American, even though African Americans only account for about 11.8% of Missouri's population. Because of this disparity, the restriction on such citizens' voting rights has been likened to the Jim Crow laws that once systematically disenfranchised many African Americans. Not only does the current law undermine our democratic system, but it disproportionately affects African Americans, a group that has already been the object of far too much legal discrimination. If this bill becomes law, Missouri will join 15 states that already extend suffrage to citizens serving terms of probation or parole. Such policy is supported by prominent advocacy groups with authority on the matter, including the American Bar Association, the American Law Institute, and the American Probation and Parole Association. It is also supported by voters, with the most recent available poll finding that a strong majority of Americans think that citizens serving sentences of probation or parole should be allowed to vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 924, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the right of suffrage for former felons.
Thank you. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. Explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 925, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the MoHealthNet buy-in for workers with disabilities program.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills. Seeing none. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. First, I think the senator from Newton might have something he needs to get done.
Reports.
Okay, Senator, we will go to the senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a hearing scheduled for the session. There is one minor change to the schedule. The Committee on Financial and Government Organizations Elections has changed its time to from 2:30 to 2 o'clock on Monday afternoons. Madam Secretary, I ask that the hearing should be printed in the journal.
It will be so printed.
Mr. President, please refer Senate Bill 806 from the Committee on Small Business, Insurance and Industry to the Committee on General Laws and Pensions. Also, Mr. President, please re-refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 55 to the Committee on Rules. Please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 55 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Senator from Newton.
There was a small correction. We had a typo that re-refer 809 from small business to general laws.
It shall be referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports from standing committees. I believe the Senator from Newton is approaching the dais.
We are on reports of standing committees.
Okay. Now you're doing this like an old pro.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary has a report.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 585, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I would like you to recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from Cole for announcement. Order of business is announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the clarification of the body, in a few minutes, I'll be making a recess motion until 12 o'clock today. It is not necessary for members to stay. It's technical in nature. I'll be here just to receive some bills in from the House. So, thank you, Mr. President.
Please proceed.
That was a wise move. I think the senator from Barrie, Mr. President, is getting a little loud behind me. Thank you. So recess motion will be until noon, but is not necessary for the members to stay, as we'll just be taking in some bills from the House. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Order of business is announcements. Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 12 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Cole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. We are in recess.